Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a long drive. Left field. Way, way back. When will it land? It is long gone. To the top row of section 105. Welcome back, Jason Wirth. And they're going bananas here at Nationals Park as the Nationals lead 4-1 on Jason Wirth's ninth home run of the year.
Moments later, Wirth would be summoned from the dugout for a curtain call in his return to the lineup. Hit in the seventh spot in the order, two hits, two runs, two batted in, that two-run homer. So he comes back, hits a bomb, has a double-digit pitch at bat. Man, it was he missed. Max Scherzer returns from his DL stint, having been skipped and then pushed back. Seven innings of five-hit, one-run ball. He struck out 10. A ho-hum, Cy Young-like win number 13, ERA lowering to 2.21 performance for Scherzer. Sammy Solis was nasty in the ninth, by the way. Struck out a couple in his inning.
That's important.
The Nationals rope out 13 hits, score 11 runs, and dominate the Marlins by nine. Giancarlo Stanton, who came in with his 50 bolts, was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, grounded into a double play. Max got him to swing at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. That was a fun matchup to watch. Last night was just a neat night at Nats Park. But you know, in every action movie, Danny, so think about movies on battlefields, like war-type movies. There's a scene where whichever side you're rooting for is in a little bit of trouble, right? And suddenly you got guys falling all around you and you're starting to lose the fight. And then the camera like pans over to a hill and your reinforcements come running over and they start running down the hill with their pitchforks or whatever they've got.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Bayonets, you know. And you think, okay, we're going to be okay. That was last night for the Nationals. They're taking on water. They can't get right the last week or so. It's loss, win, some ugly performances.
Just not scoring runs. I mean, you look at the middle of the fourth inning. Now, when Jason Wirth hits that bolt, that kind of changed everything. But they're being out hit. Max is pitching out of trouble because he's nasty and he can do that. But, you know, some guy that most people haven't heard of is shoving it on them and it's just sort of looking kind of quiet. This is what this offense can do. They'll just sort of sit there and take a few gut punches. And every once in a while, the exact right combination wakes them up and it's like Rocky, you know, during a montage. Here I go. And they start just passing the baton. Each guy rips out another line drive, home run, double, triple. Single, bases loaded, guys are working counts. When this offense is the offense, and when it's like this, when everybody's just playing team baseball, such as it is, they are lethal. I mean, that sixth inning was just, you just go, let me just sit back and watch. Like just DVR this thing. Amazing.
I won't get into the batting order. It was weird last night, though. Did you see what Dusty did? He had Rendon 5, Wieters 6.
Little odd.
Who's hitting 230. And Wirth 7. That was all strange. Wilmer Defoe, by the way, is up to 287 with his average.
He roped out a line drive that got caught in center field as well.
Should have had a three-hit night.
I mean, I'm telling you, dude, that guy belongs.
He can hit, and he has proven that this year. But the Nats, you could talk about the 11 runs and 13 hits. The story is that they're getting healthy. I mean,
yeah.
Regardless of the results last night, Wirth could have gone 0-for-4, and Scherzer could have got rocked, and they could have lost handily. And it still would have been a really productive, exciting night for the Nationals if those guys came out of that game feeling good. Today they get Trey Turner back. So how exciting is this? Back-to-back days, you get your starting, eventually left fielder, even though that's not where he was last night with Wirth, your starting shortstop and your ace pitcher back in the span of basically 36 hours here, which is going to be a blast for Nationals fans if you're at the park tonight. Although, is this rain sticking around? I've got tickets tonight, and I'm super worried because
I don't know.
Rain and the Washington Nationals do not mix well.
Let's get the Doppdar on this thing. But in the next 5 minutes, Doppdar, give me your updated weather forecast.
I would like to know if we're going to play baseball tonight at Nationals Park. So if you go to FanGraphs and you look for their World Series odds, and I did this yesterday, you can see what every team's chances of winning the World Series are. Of the playoff-bound teams, okay, where do you think the Nats would be? Just an overall ranking. How many teams do you think Fangraphs would think in the AL and the NL have a better chance than the Nats to win the World Series?
So, top of my head, obviously, the Dodgers, everybody's favorite.
Dodgers is easy. Fangraphs says they have an 18% chance to win the World Series.
So, the way that Houston is scuffling, that's still a group that's got a decent path out of the American League. I'd say Houston's ahead of them.
Even though they've played terribly for a little
while. Poorly of late.
They are. They actually have twice as good a chance to win the World Series, according to Fangraphs, as the Nationals.
Wow.
16.5% chance for the Astros to win the World Series. Who else?
Red Sox have been pretty good of late. I could say Red Sox.
Over the Nats. Yeah, you'd be right. 14.9% for Boston.
Then after that, I'd probably say, because all roads in the National League lead through the Dodgers. So I'm trying to think of American League. Indians, I'd offer. Indians, pretty
16.7%
good.
16.7% chance.
That's where I'd say, okay, that's the end. The Nats should be next.
They also put the Cubs ahead of the Nationals. So they
really
got the Nats sixth out of all the teams in baseball in terms of percentage chance to win the World Series.
Really? The Cubs?
Low to me. I think the Red Sox being over the Nats is incorrect. Doesn't make sense. Now, that reflects perhaps a watered-down American League.
That's what I think.
You don't have to go through the Dodgers,
exactly.
I guess,
yeah,
is the thinking.
Yeah.
The Astros being second on this list at 16.5% behind the Dodgers, that makes no sense to me. Now, clearly these percentages, the algorithm accounts for like the blind ballot of win-loss record, run margin, all those things. I don't think it accounts for how you're playing recently. In other words, if you were 79-51 with 51 straight losses, I think it would still say 16.5%.
Because overall it is what it is, yeah.
Exactly. But to me, that's crazy. The idea that the Astros, right now if the playoffs started, would be a better bet to win the World Series than the Nationals makes no sense.
I think with Carlos Correa coming back at some point pretty soon, you would think, I think they're missing one other starting pitcher who's on his way. They've struggled lately,
for 2 months, basically.
They have been, yeah.
The Indians, I get. I think Cleveland's the favorite to come out of the American League.
They're really good.
So to me, the Nats should be no lower than third. It should be the Dodgers, the Indians, then the Nationals. You got the Nats behind the Cubs.
The Cubs one's what surprises me.
Who are 9 games worse in the standings than the Nationals? You think the Cubs, why? Because this doesn't account for the fact that they won the World Series last year. This accounts for basically the math, the arithmetics in terms of, expected wins and losses, some of the advanced analytics on runs expected and things like that. They have the Cubs ahead of the Nationals in the NL in terms of chance to win a World Series. Here's the question for you guys on the phones. First of all, if you're at the ballpark last night, we'd love to hear from you. If you're excited for Trey Turner tonight, you want to talk about his return, 800-636-1067. The phones are open. But this Fangraphs point that the Nats have a worse chance at a World Series than the Astros, than the Cubs, of course, than the Dodgers, than the Indians, and the Red Sox. They're sixth in baseball. What do you think of that? Grant and Danny on the Fan, plus the Dopdar's prediction on whether or not we will get a 7:05 start time next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.